We are on page 5 today. We are moving on in Hilchos Birkas Kohanim. We are going to at least touch on, if not finish, two of the very, very important halachas that concern the Kohanim getting ready for duchening. We're up to the point where they're starting getting ready to duchen. We discussed only really starts the chiyuv of duchening when they call it Kohanim, and therefore if someone's not duchening, they have to go out of the base Knesset before then. So now let's move on to Sif Hei, which is a halacha that I'm sure you all know. But the Kohanim, for sure, I don't think too many people know why they do it, including the Kohanim. Okay? It's one of the gezeras of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai brought in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and in Maseches Sota, Daf Mem. It's brought over there that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakein that Kohanim go up to Duchen without their shoes on. They're not allowed to wear their shoes when they go up to Duchen. Okay? The question is why? So I would have thought to say this is some like really spiritual thing, sort of like Moshe Rabbeinu took off his shoes when he saw it was by the Sneh. The Kohanim didn't do the avoda with their gun, it would make sense, it would be connected to the Kohanim in the base of Mikdash. That's not the reasons brought down in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions two reasons. Happens to be the first the reason is rejected, and that is that it's covered at it's not covered at Tzibor to go out and duchen. They're going to be up on that duchen, and you're going to see their shoes are going to be muddy and disgusting, and it's not nice. It's not covered at Tzibor. The Gemara ends up rejecting that thing, or at least deflecting that reason. And it ends up saying the reason of the Tekana of Yochanan and Zanzake, you might be surprised, is that we're afraid. The Kohanim is going to get up there. His shoe is going to be untied. Okay? His shoe is going to be untied. And he's going to be embarrassed. Everyone's looking at his shoe untied. And he's going to go down to go ahead and start tying his shoe while the Kohanim are duchening. He's not going to end up duchening because he's in the middle of tying his shoe. And people are going to say, oh, it must be that he's puzzled from duchening. He must be a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. He is not a kosher kohen. That's the maskana of the Gemara. That's the reason brought down in the Gemara. And that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch is the halacha. The halacha is in Sif Hei. Lo ya'alu ha-kohanim leducha miminalim. The kohanim should not go up to the duchan with their shoes on. Aval bebatei shokayim shari. But batei shokayim is permissible. What are batei shokayim? So different places in halacha sometimes means two different things. Something could mean socks, but over here it's definitely, if you look at the Beis Yosef, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and a couple of places, it does not mean socks over here. It means over here batei shokayim are certain. Like, if you look back in the day, you see the pictures of the old thing. They have those shoes, like those sort of like boot shoes that go up to almost their knees, and they tie them up over there at their knees. Those are the Batei Shokayim. Since they went up so high, so some held that there's no chashash, that even if one untied, it's not going to fall off, and therefore you're not going to go ahead and tie your Batei Shokayim. And therefore, those who are Mako by Batei Shokayim, and that's what the Mechaber over here is about, Batei Shokayim Shari. And the Ramah says, "V'yesh machmir imimhei shalor." But if they're leather, similar like we have in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, leather things are more like minalim. So there's more reason to be machmir. So some are machmir if they're made of leather. And the Ramah says, "V'nagol lahakabuksas." And the in some places they were makel to wear these high, I don't know, sandals, shoes, whatever they were called. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains what these batei shokayim over here at Sivkot and Tetzayin, who minalim arukim. They're long shoes. Hamagim ad urkavas aregel. They get to the knee. Hainu samach lashuk v'shari delekach ha-taima. You don't have the reason that we mentioned before. Okay? That which I said, the two reasons are mentioned in the Gemara, both kavod at Tzibor and that whole thing that he's going to turn to a Ben Grusha. He's going to speak about a thing. He's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. He'll go to tie the shoes. Both those are mentioned over here in the posting. It seems to be that the first one was rejected by the Gemara that should not be brought down la'alacha. However, some Rishonim, and especially the Pre-Chadash, understand that part of the Gezer was also because of Kavod HaTzibor. It wasn't only that, it was both, but it was also because of Kavod HaTzibor. And therefore, he does come out L'chumra, because what comes out is, if these Batei Shokayim are Mutter, so what about boots? Boots should also be Mutter, okay? But should also be one. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Ches, he says, when we call Mako, Bebatei Shokayim Shalanu, our Batei Shokayim, Shikorin Shtaivel. What's a Shtaivel? If you look in the Targum, in the one, Magafayim are boots. Okay, so these are our boots, Siragin Leilech Behem Bashuk Batit, that you go out in the Shuk with these boots. That's why you're pointing the boots. You want to walk in the snow and the rain and the dirt. Ain lahakel mishum kvod atzibor. You should not be megal because of kvod atzibor. So you see that reason from the Gemara is schlepped into halacha over here, and therefore we pass halacha la'maisa by boots at least, that you should not go ahead and wear, and we're machmir for that shita. Oh, what about shoes that don't have ties? Lachor, those should not be part of the gezer at all. The whole reason is that you're going to come. Hey. So over here, the Beis Yosef already mentioned is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah also. In the same place, he says, second. It's in Sifkan Tezvav. Sifkan Tezvav talks about that three lines down. It says, "Vafilu b'minolim, minolim, she'ein lahem ritzuos aser." Even minolim that do not have ritzuos, they do not have shoelaces, they're still aser. Dilo plug rabbanon. Rabbanon are not plugging in this gezeira by regular shoes. We see there is a discussion by quasi shoes, boots and stuff like that, but by shoes that do not have laces, we are still our machber to tell you because of a low plug. Okay, and it goes on to galoshes also. Back in Sivkot and Yudches, the next thing he has, the kalasin, is our dilim, which is like a lot of the rubbers that you put over there. You can't also duchen in those. It says that also is probably there. It's also problems of kavarat tzibor. But because we see this is the reason, and there really is studying to say that these long shoes maybe, perhaps, are mutter, so in certain cases, the poskim are going to be make. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel does bring down minalim arukim. And Dimas Minalim, he says, koina noel nalim gvot. If he's in a case where it's very difficult for him to matim, let's say he's an old man, and therefore it's hard for him to take off his shoes, it's half the way up to the ankle, he says that an old person who's chalash, or it's very difficult to take off, a person like this is allowed to go ahead and duchen with shoes. It's an amazing thing. There's sometimes that it would be permissible to actually go ahead and duchen with one shoes on. We see that the poskim are mako in certain cases, especially when it does not have, when it's these taller shoes. The Aruch HaShulchan, he has an extra chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even by regular shoes, if the regular shoes that are both not leather shoes, and they do not have ties to them, the Aruch HaShulchan is makel that a kohen is a lot of duchen, so you have a lot of shoes that would fall. You're wearing Crocs, okay? A kohen who's wearing Crocs, the Aruch HaShulchan held, he does not have to take them off for duchening. He does not have to take them off for duchening. Obviously, over here, he's being makel against the Pre-Chadash, according to the Pre-Chadash, who holds because of Kavod HaTzibur, it doesn't matter. Any shoes you walk outside, and they might get dirty and muddy, should be problematic. The Aruch HaShulchan is makel, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in Elicha Shlomo. According to Elicha Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Perek Yud, Paskins Alach Lamaisa like this Aruch HaShulchan. However, after he says Maker to Dinah, there's room to be Makel, he says because there's so many Amaratzim around, and people don't know Halach at all. Therefore, a person who sees the Kohen going up, and he's wearing these shoes that do not have ties, and are not leather, going up to the Duchen, people are going to think that you could go up to the Duchen with shoes on, and they're going to come to matter also regular shoes with shoelaces, and then that, and the, so therefore, at the end of the day, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Paskins Lachomra, you should not go ahead and do it, even though Maker to Din, he thought it should be mutter to wear these things. Okay, so most things we're going to follow this low plug, things that do not have shoelaces, even boots, we're going to be Maker to Dinah. In a case of an old man, or someone, let's say, who broke their arm, it's very hard to take on and off his shoes, there is room to be makel, once you know, in certain cases that you could ask the Rav beforehand also. Another thing that Halacha Brura points out, though, also, maybe it's more makel if the Kohen is not actually going up to the Duchen. We've talked a lot about going up to the Duchen. Going up to the Duchen is when you're standing on a podium. Like if you're standing in the cave, so you're up higher, so therefore your feet are more seen, but if you're standing on the ground, he also thinks in certain cases more room to be makel. Okay, so that's in terms of those shoes. Now, another case to discuss is Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel said told me also. Let's say the floor is wet or it's very very cold. Okay, they're diving outside of the coat in the middle of the winter. To take off a shoe sometimes could be a lot of tsar. That could be mamish tsar to go out and take off one's shoes. Also over there, there's room to be makel if he's wearing specific shoes. It could be that there's more room to be makel in these cases, especially by shoes that do not have ties to them. Now, because of this din of kavod tzibur, not only kavod tzibur, also kavod the beis kenesis, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Tezvav puts down another lach that some kohanim do not follow, but it's important to follow. He says four lines in. When they take off their shoes, they should not leave them in the middle of the aisle. They should not leave them out in public when they take off the shoes. It's not covered for the Beis Knesset, for shoes to be lying all over the place. They should take their shoes and either leave them outside the sanctuary, or they should put them under the safsal, or put them under the bench or the chairs, that it's not seen out in the open. That's Beferish over here in the Mishnah Berurah. The Halacha Berurah brings it down also. I don't think anyone disagrees it. He says, V'yachautzim kodem netila. The Mishnah Berurah continues. You should take off your shoes before you do netilas yadayim for Birkas Kohanim. However, let's say you have slip-off shoes, and therefore it's easily taken off. You don't have to touch your shoes. Then you'd be allowed to take them off even after Natilas Yadayim. The problem with taking them off after Natilas Yadayim, because we're afraid you're going to have to touch your shoes, and you're going to get your hands dirty, and you're going to require Natilas Yadayim again. So therefore, if you're able to take off your shoes just by shaking them off, or with your feet to take them off, so then it's going to be permissible to take off your shoes even after you've washed Natilas Yadayim. Okay? One last thing over here before we move on is the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Ninches, after everything we discussed earlier on. He says like this, Katvu Achronim, De'enochel Nalos L'duchon Yachif Mamish. Even though we say you don't duchen with your shoes on, it's not correct, says the Mishnah Berurah, to duchen barefoot. Okay, you should not duchen barefoot. Shoot derech g'nai, it's not appropriate. Shein regilim bazman hazeh leichyech lefnei gedolim. People don't walk out in their bare feet in front of big people. Elo yesh leilech bepuz mekaot shel begin. Those are socks. You should go in your socks. V'chein ha-minig. And that is the minig. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Igaret Moshe that even if his socks are sort of modern-day weirdish socks, okay, very bright, or pictures all over them, it is still mutter for him to duchen, even though we'll see later on, certain things that are going to cause the tzibur to look and stare, usually those are not okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein was okay with such socks, even if his socks are ripped, although he might be embarrassed, and he might be, it might not be such great covenant tzibur, he's also a lot of duchen, even if his socks are ripped. But what about barefoot itself? Over here we see the Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about barefoot people. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, also in the Igaret Moshe, he also though says that it's just l'chatchila. B'di'evit, if a person's wearing sandalim and he has barefoot, he's allowed to go to the duchen. We're not ma'akev someone from going up to the duchen. And not only that, Moreno Vena Rav Nevensal said, this is for people who don't normally walk with sandalim barefoot. Someone who does go that way. A lot of Israelis, they wear sandalim all the time, and they wear it barefoot, and they will wear it in front of whoever it might be, in front of Gedolim also, and therefore, for those people, Reina Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal held that even L'chatchila for these people, they'd be allowed to go ahead up to the Duchen where he needs to. Someone who does not normally wear sandalim. Today, he got lazy, didn't put on his socks, so then that person did not do the right thing L'chatchila. But the Yevit, he comes to show like that, he should still go up to the Duchen, not Mevatel, his Birkas Kohanim, but that is not the best thing. Okay, now really the last thing over here in this halacha is that the Luach Eretz Yisrael writes, Rav Tukachinsky, I believe he says it b'shem Rav Kook. Also, he says the following thing, even though he passed in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that when you get dressed, you're supposed to put right foot first, left foot, tie the left, tie the right, right? And when you take them off the opposite, you're supposed to take off the left foot first, the left shoe first, and then the right shoe. However, when you're doing it for a mitzvah, like over here, the halacha is you have to take off your shoe berkas kohanim. He says you should do the opposite. You should take off your right shoe first to show the chashiva, so that mekayim the din of Shulchan Aruch to take off the right shoe first. Okay, so we are going to at least introduce the next halacha, and then we'll stop for the day. Sivav is the next din, which is the din of a kohen washing his hands for duchen. Washing his hands for duchening. The question is, why do they have to wash their hands for duchening? According to the Rambam, it seems, diukum in the Rambam, that the only really reason is, just like your hands have to be clean for tefillah, and your hands have to be clean when you learn Torah, your hands have to make sure that they're clean for nekiyas purposes, has to be clean before they go up and bless the nation. Therefore, those are medayik in the Rambam, is that if one kohen already washed his hands in the morning, like everyone washes their hands in the morning, and he's been shomer as yadayim, he didn't scratch his head, he didn't touch his shoes, he didn't dirty his hands again, he does not have to wash his hands again for duchening, because his hands are already clean, therefore there's no point on washing them. However, Rav Poskim disagree with the Rambam of Tosfos Beferish, and many others hold that, no, this is a special din in Birkas Kohanim, Se'u Yadechem Kodesh U'Baruchos Hashem, based on the Pasuk Se'u Yadechem Kodesh, we first note al Yadayim, and then we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is referring to Birkas Kohanim, according to some, and therefore Tosfos says, Dumya to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, even if they washed Negelbas in the morning before they came to the Avodah, and they start the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, they had to note al Yadayim by the Kiyor, and things like that. So therefore, so too over here, before the Kohanim get up to Duchen, the Duchen, they have to wash their hands again, even if their hands are completely clean from the time they washed in the morning. Okay? And therefore, that is the major nafkamina. One of the sheet that's brought down in the Beis Yosef takes us one step further. If we're learning out from the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash not only wash their hands, they wash their feet also. So he held that when the Kohanim, before they Duchen, they have to wash their hands and feet. Okay, that we do not paskin like. We do not wash our feet. The minhag is definitely not like that, but very interesting, brought down similarly based on the sheet that we just brought. And that's how we paskin halach l'maisa, not to do the feet, but we do it based on the kohanim and the base of Migdash, and therefore, even if a kohen's hands are already clean, he has to wash his hands again, like we paskin over here, look in Sivkot Sivvav. Afal pisha nutlu akonim yadeim shachas. Even if the kohanim have already washed their hands in the morning, chozim v'notlu yadeim ad aperek shiv chibur hayad v'azro. He has to go back and wash his hands again ad haperek. Ad haperek means the point where your hand connects to your arm. It's all the way in the henna. He has to do his whole hand ad haperek shiv chibur hayad v'azro, the place where the yad connects to the zroa. Okay? That is the halacha over here in Shulchan Aruch. And finish the mechaber, the halevi yotzek mayim al yadehem, and you should have a levi pour the water over their hands, the kodem lachen yito al levi yadav, and before the levi washes the kohen's hands, the levi has to wash his own hands. In order for the levi to mekayim the tila onto the kohen, he has to make sure his hands are washed first, and that's how the mechaber paskins. The Rama adds in here, though, the lo nago al levim yito yadehem tchila. Our manag is that the levim do not wash their hands first. Rak somchal until sheshachris. That which we saw in the Rambam for the Kohanim, if their hands are clean, they don't have to wash their hands. Again, we did not paskin like. But the Rama says this is the din by the Levium. If their hands are clean from the morning, the Levium do not go ahead and wash their hands before, and they can be somach on the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris. That's why the Levium. It's Masha from the Mechaber that did not pass this on. That's the Sheet of the Rama. That's the Sheet of the Rama. I'm not sure Sfarno or Machmer like this, that the Levium first wash their hands before, but good. But for sure, Lekuli Alma, if the Levi's hands are dirty, he scratched his head, he touched his shoes, he got his hands dirty in between the time he washed his hands in the morning. And now, before Birkas Kohanim, he has to go ahead and wash his hands again. The Levium has to go ahead and wash their hands before washing the Kohanim's hands. Halach l'maisa, that is, they have to make sure their hands are clean before washing the Kohanim's hands. And this will finish. We all see over here, the din is that the Levi washes his hands. But what if there is no Levi? So much to some surprise might be the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Kav Beis is why we learn. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Kav Beis, Ukishein Levi Yotzek Bechor Petarechem. If there's no Levi in the Tzibor, a Bechor, anyone is a firstborn child, he goes and he's the one who washes his hands, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins Alach Lamaisa, Du Gam King Kaddish Kitsas, as he is also Kaddish Kitsas. Vim Ein Gam Bechor, and if there's no Bechor in the Beis Knesses, then the coin washes his own hands. A coin does not wash another coin's hands. You don't take another Yisrael, only a Levi. And if not a Levi, then a Bechor. And even though, I believe the Kaf HaChaim writes, not like this. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in Halicha Shlomo Paskins, Halacha L'maisa, like the Mishnah Berurah over here, like in most cases he does. And so does the Halacha Berurah. He also paskins, like this Mishnah Berurah, that if there's no Levi in the Beit Knesset, a Bechor goes ahead and washes the Netilas Yadayim of the other's hands. So that is Halacha L'maisa, that anyone who's a Bechor, he should be aware. And look around. If he does not see any Levium, he should walk over to the towards the Tzilas Yadayim, and he should go ahead and wash the Kohanim's hands if there are no Levium around. We will discuss more about the Lach of the Tzilas Yadayim as Rat Hashem tomorrow. Adi.